There are laws that govern the way that the world works. I'm not talking about traffic laws or regulations or even the Constitution, but rather something far more immutable, the laws of nature. These laws of nature are especially evident in the field of physics. The laws of physics describe the world around us. And if you can accurately measure the different parts of an equation, and if you know the law, you can predict what will happen. To take a relatively easy example, the law of gravity states that every particle attracts every other particle in the universe with a force which is directly proportional to the product of their masses and inversely proportional to the square of the distance between their centers. Or, you know, what goes up must come down. The laws of physics describe reality. We know that gravity is true from our everyday experience, and we can also deduce what will happen in the future. These laws of nature can be discovered, and our history of science books are filled with the men and women who discovered and named these laws. Ohm, Kepler, Hooke, Pascal, Joule, Hubble, Curie. Understanding these laws helps humans advance technology, science, and medicine, where we hopefully wield the power of knowledge for a better future. We depend on these laws to power our homes, to travel through the air, and to instantly connect us to the rest of the world. The laws of nature are powerful. As humans, we harness the power of these laws through our rationality. We use our logic to understand and manipulate the world around us. Now, Nicodemus, for all his pre-modernity, lives in this rational universe governed by laws. He knows that there is the way that the world works. There are rules, there are laws, and Nicodemus uses the power of rationality to wend his way through the world. For instance, Nicodemus knows that no one can do the signs that Jesus does without the presence of God, QED. Jesus is a teacher who has come from God, ergo, Nicodemus goes to Jesus to find out more. And more is what Nicodemus finds, certainly more than Nicodemus bargained for. Because in this conversation with Jesus, Nicodemus falls from the rational world governed by rational laws through the rabbit hole into Wonderland, a world where the rules of rationality simply aren't enough. With all of Jesus' talk about being born again and spirit and wind and eternal life, Jesus invites Nicodemus through the looking glass and into a world that is no longer governed by the rules of nature, but by the law of love. But Nicodemus isn't ready. Can you blame him? Nicodemus has been trucking along his whole life on rationality. There is the one way the world works. Babies are only born once. And you cannot climb into the womb a second time to be born again. Being born again is not a thing that happens in the real world. That's not a thing that is in any way, shape, or form governed by rationality. Rationality has worked for him so far. Why should this change now? But Jesus is talking about something more than simple rationality. I want to be very clear. It's not that rationality is bad, because it's not. Rationality is great. We should all wish for more evidence-based rationality in our civil discourse, and we should be thankful for the phones in our pockets. This is not a case of rationality versus the law of love, as if this were a zero-sum game, as if only rationality or love can be true. The truth is that the law of love isn't opposed to rationality at all. Rather, the law of love exceeds rationality. The law of love isn't sub-rational, it's super-rational. The law of love is more. Love is more. Love is more than a series of equations, more than an if-then, so-this geometric proof. Love is more than biology. Love is more than evolution. Love is more than logic or rationality or predictability. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And love never ends. And when God's love becomes more than we can resist, explain away, or reject, we call that experience of love grace. And grace is what Jesus is talking about here in this passage. When Jesus talks about being born from above, about God so loving the world that God gave God's only Son. I know that John 3:16 has been proof texted ad nauseum so that we can't even hear it anymore. But the heart of this verse is that God's excessive, illogical love for this world overwhelmed all semblance of rationality, and God's grace was poured out upon the world simply waiting for our thirsty souls to drink that grace in. Because we're thirsty, aren't we? Desperately thirsty for that something more. As humans, we live in the world of rationality, of physics, of limitation, of death. But we desire more than rationality can give because God made us for more. We're meant to be reborn into a life of grace, to dwell in the never-ending love of God, to become people who are loved and specifically known in a personal relationship with God and Jesus and the Spirit, to live and move and have our being within the heart of God, to live in grace, to live in the hope of more, of eternal life, of resurrection with God and each other. We are meant for more than we can ask or imagine. And rationally, we can't explain that hope that lives in our hearts, burning brightly despite all sensible evidence to the contrary. Nor can we explain grace or love or joy or peace, the peace that we say passes all understanding. We can't explain them because they're beyond explanation and the limits of our comprehension. The law of love exceeds all rationality and enters into the realm of more. We will never understand the law of love. But the good news is that we don't need to understand it. We don't need to have grace figured out to believe in grace or to dwell in grace any more than we need to understand the law of gravity to abide by it. Just as what comes up must come down, so too the love of God endures, always and forever. More.